What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let us go around the NFL on this Wednesday in the loop, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. Last minute change of plans and you can't use your tickets? Download Quick Assist from your app store today. They'll take care of the process for you and find the best price on the market. That's Quick Assist, Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. And I did mention this, the Bills Mafia, they've done it again. They can be annoying sometimes. They do the weird thing where they jump into tables for no good reason. All sorts of odd things, but this is a thing that they frequently do that makes you go, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And not, there might not be that bad. You recall this weekend that the Bills got a huge victory over the Baltimore Ravens, and it came at the expense of one of the really good Ravens, a dude who will probably have his number in their ring of honor or some point. This weekend makes it a little tough. But Mark Andrews had a real tough fourth quarter. He fumbled. He missed what should have been an easy catch, reeling in for a 2-point conversion that would have tied the game very late to the end. And, you know, when things go wrong for other teams, when things ultimately really help the Bills, the Bills Mafia decide that they are going to not necessarily mock, although I imagine they do that some. They decide that they're going to donate, and they did that again. Apparently, a group of the Bills Mafia caught wind of negativity that was going towards Mark Andrews, including like death threats. Which, why do y'all jokers do that? And not you in particular, but just generally. Why do fans, ostensibly fans, I guess, do that where they go, oh man, I'm going to threaten this person's life? It ain't that deep. It's never that deep. But yeah, death threats and all sorts of things. And Bills Mafia said, we would like to counter that negativity with positivity. They raised money for Breakthrough T1D, which is a nonprofit that funds research towards therapies and treatments for type 1 diabetes. And Andrews, who is a type 1 diabetic, has supported the charity in the past. Apparently, as of yesterday, probably about midday, I don't know what the numbers are now, but the fundraiser had raised, I think, they tried to raise $5,000. They raised up to $20,000.
They are up to $60,000.
They are up to $60,000.
According to Adam Schefter, 2 hours ago, up to $60,000 that they've raised.
$69,000 is the up-to-date number. $69,008 is what they have raised, because the Bills Mafia, while they are some weirdos, they also just love putting money down and raising money for causes of the athletes that have helped their team out. Which, I mean, if you're going to take your kind of sports mm-hmm. fandom and channel it for good, this is what it looks like, right?
This one feels a little different, doesn't it? Like,
really?
It really, it's like, it's almost, look, good for...
What, you mean pity donation? You don't like pity donation?
Yeah, kind of a mocking donation this time. Usually they
have, oh, look at you doing charity for bad reasons.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. The good news is they're raising money.
That's right.
You know, so good. That's awesome. Breakthrough, what is it? Breakthrough TD or something like that?
Yeah. T1D.
T1D for type 1 diabetes.
Correct.
That's the good news. Just the whole feel of this feels like they're kind of going, ha ha, we'll throw you some money. You know, we'll throw you a couple of bucks here and there.
That's right.
Appreciate the effort.
But ain't it better than just ha ha?
No, it is.
There you go.
Like I said, ultimately it is, but it just feels a little different.
This reminds me of the time, oh man, I always forget the year, and it should be easy for me to go back and find it, but the year that they were on the brink of making the playoffs and Tyrod Taylor went ahead and uh-huh. you know, got them a win in the final week of the season, and then they were waiting on, was it Andy Dalton? And was it the Bengals?
Might have been.
To try and get them over. Mm-hmm. And Andy Dalton had he came up, played pretty well in the team that they needed.
See, that one felt different than this one, right?
They were like, Andy Dalton, here's all this money for your charity.
We love you, Andy.
We appreciate you getting the Bills.
We love you.
And I was like, where's all that money for Tyrod Taylor? Tyrod Taylor got y'all to the playoffs.
Yeah, but that's a great illustration of what I'm talking about. Like, that one is like, hey, man, atta baby. We're here for you. This one is like, ha ha, here's some money.
Well, I mean, again.
And the money's there.
To be fair, if they had tied the game up, the Bills probably still win that game.
Well, there would have to have been a lot that happened.
I think the Bills still probably win that game. And maybe that's just too much opinion there. There's still a likelihood or a possibility that the Bills win that football game.
Yeah.
But dropping that football made it abundantly, made it very much the case that the Bills won. So, hey, man, it's still the same.
Yeah.
Still the same.
Not quite.
Some other things around the NFL. Shout out to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Boy.
Who... If Down Bad speaking was an NFL franchise, and I'm not donating to no charities. If Down Bad was indeed an NFL franchise, it would be located in Jacksonville, play at Everbank Stadium, and be named the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. The Jacksonville Jaguars exist as the Down Baddest of Down Bads, as Liam Cohen, who is the offense coordinator for the Buccaneers, he's done a great job, helped in, I don't want to say necessarily the resurgence of Baker Mayfield, but in this really great offense that they've had and the opportunity, they were putting up points this year.
Yeah, they were.
And Liam Cohen was one of those. I mean, he was on, he basically is the Ben Johnson of last year, is he not?
Mm-hmm.
Where people were looking for him. He has withdrawn his candidacy for the Jaguars head coaching job, and I believe he will remain with the Buccaneers as office coordinator. And it seems like some of this he said he will return the Buccaneers on a new contract, and he just did not want to deal with the situation that the Jaguars have. And when I say the situation, I mean Trent Baalke.
Yeah, Trent Baalke is Jack Easterby.
He's ruining things for them.
No, we experienced that here. Oh, is Jackson going to stay there? I'm out. No,
but at least it was like 2 years of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, they going on. How long he been there, man? He been there for a minute now.
Yeah, but
I am amazed that he survived Herb. He brought Herb in there, and like Herb did all the things to make them look like not even just like a bad team, like a dysfunctional team. And he was just like, "Don't worry, I'll hire someone else."
Yeah,
and he was still there. You get to stay after making that type of mistake.
No, the word is out. We're good now. There are reports that Robert Saleh is going into Jacksonville for a meeting with Shad Khan and Trent Baalke. I wouldn't be surprised if Saleh says
so. Saleh's like, nah, I'll go back to San Francisco and be a D coordinator. Don't worry about it.
I'm all right. I can wait. They're still paying me.
And here's the thing, right? They'll still get a coach and probably one of a moderately decent repute just because there's only 32 of these.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there's not enough of these where everybody can turn it down. However,
but he did.
A lot of people are.
But he did.
A lot of people are, and so wow, Jacksonville, you got it. At what point? How many times being turned down? Do you then go, all right, I feel like we should make a change because the market is telling us something about the way that we've operated.
That's my thing. If I was the owner, I'd be like, man, what is wrong? Like, you know what? Let's make a change because what we've been doing the past couple years ain't working.
The point has passed us already.
Are you not embarrassed?
Yeah.
The question that I'm ultimately
It's asking. On Shad now.
Like, bro, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're in the division.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love it. Yeah. So, hey, man, we'll see if that keeps going. I asked Chris this yesterday, but Lou Anarumo hired as the defensive coordinator of the Colts. Does that at all, I don't know, is that something that you're concerned about or whatever? I keep using the word concerns.
But moderately, right? Moderately.
He was in charge of a defense that wasn't very good last year, but he has been one of those guys that is well-respected as a D coordinator.
I think that's the key.
Okay.
Like, he's been a guy that's been around, done it, had success, but moderately only because this division is garbage outside of the Texans. And nothing really scares me on this.
Yeah, especially the quarterback position.
Yeah, yeah.
Some other things around the NFL. Coaching hires that are going on that could possibly, maybe affect the Texans in some ways.
I think a couple are.
The Patriots are going for their third stint with Josh McDaniels as an offensive coordinator. They will hire him for the OC to be under Mike Vrabel here. And this is one of the places where you're looking at. Could they see staff siphoned?
I think two openings right now will directly affect the Houston Texans. Not could, I think will. Because The first one is this one. With what Vrabel is doing, brought in Josh McDaniels. If you look at the Texans staff, and I haven't done it recently, but it hasn't changed yet.
wait a minute. What was that?
If you look at the Texans coaching and scouting staff and pro football staff, like the coaching staff is kind of heavy Niners, you know, connection.
Sure. I mean, and that makes sense. The head coach was with the Niners, yeah, and then the offensive coordinator.
But not completely. It's heavy Niners connection. Mm-hmm. The scouting staff is heavy, heavy Patriots.
Again, yeah, that makes sense with the connection that with Nick Casario coming from there.
Heavy Patriots. And go if you go through it and you're killing some time, look at the track record of some of the NFL personnel on this staff. It stands to reason that Vrabel and McDaniels are going to, you know, cherry pick some of those guys.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, for opportunities to advance. So that's going to be something to watch. Another one that's possible to watch is a man who played here.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Glenn, it seems like he is getting closer and closer to possibly being the Jets head coach. I know that yesterday was reported that he flew back to Detroit Woody Johnson, wrong mm-hmm. owner. Woody mm-hmm. Johnson's plane with no deal done, but it seems like there's generally just a feeling that he is moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Could that be one, in your estimation, that also possibly affects this Texans?
Absolutely.
Runoff, or coach staff?
Absolutely. Aaron Glenn has, I mean, he lived in this city for a long time, connected to the Texans, including D'Amico Ryans, and people that D'Amico Ryans knows for a long time. Hell, remember, I figure you might not have even been here. He used to be a regular guest on this show. Like, he was just killing time, you know, before he even went to New Orleans. And he would come in and we'd talk football, chop it up with Aaron Glenn. He is deeply entrenched in the Houston area, including coaches on the current staff, including, you know, some other NFL personnel. On this staff, I think Aaron Glenn could maybe cherry pick a couple of people off of this organization as well.
And that would really hurt if they go the way that you've kind of felt, which is, hey man, kind of keep the staff, figure out the offensive line.
Yeah.
But if you have this staff also picked at, that'd be a little disappointing, wouldn't it?
Oh, for sure, because you know there may be, and I can't name names. I just know that Aaron Glenn knows a lot of the guys here, respects a lot of the guys here. May well have been, you know, that might be something he's doing right now. You know, he's trying to decide for sure on before the contract and all that, but make sure he's got his guys lined up as well.
Okay. That's going to really hurt for the Lions. We knew that they were going to have that kind of, pick over. You know, Ben Johnson has mm-hmm. gone over to the Bears. Aaron Glenn is going to get a job, whether it's the Jets or otherwise, which, fair enough, here on the 713 said, Godspeed, Aaron Glenn. Right, like that is quite the undertaking if you do want to go and work under Woody Johnson with the things that we've heard recently. But apparently there's also something to be to pay attention to. It looks like one of their defensive line coach is going to be the defensive coordinator elsewhere. And I believe that was Terrell Williams was also poached by Mike Vrabel to go. So man, they're losing some staff, plus Ben Johnson will pick over. How likely does it feel like the Lions are going to be to keep this thing rolling?
I think it's something that the Lions have to ask themselves. Well, actually, they're not going to ask themselves. Dan Campbell's going to be confident and try to get his guys. But maybe we should ask the question. I mean, this is how fast it changes in the NFL. Could the Lions already sort of be transitioning into something that they're not right now? Ben Johnson gone.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Glenn all but gone. Terrell Williams gone. Their offensive line coach, Hank Fraley, and that is a hell of an offensive line, reportedly headed to Chicago. That's four of the highest position coaches and coordinators in any organization. Four gone. Then you got to ask yourself, what does Jared Goff have left? What exactly does Jared Goff have left? Could the Lions already be going a step backwards?
I'm kind of curious what offensive scheme they're going to move towards. Mm-hmm. Like, if they just going to bring the hottest OC or former head coach that used to be OC back in there? I wonder what they're going to do.
This is a true, man. It comes at you fast in the NFL.
It sure does, right? And this is why you got to strike while the iron's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have opportunities, that's the frustration that exists when you have, like, a situation where you're a team that has the possibility and then you lose like they did to the Commanders, an up-and-coming team, which, by the way, Vic Fangio apparently talking about Jaden Daniels ahead of the matchup in the NFC Championship game this weekend, said He's a young quarterback by birth certificate, but not by tape. That is high praise.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you look at his number. You look at that number and you think he's a young quarterback if you want to. I've seen him play. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Is what that guy's saying. So, yeah, looking forward to that weekend. We'll talk more about those games as we continue head to the weekend. But that's around the NFL in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about a Houston Astro going into the Hall of Fame. That's right. One of the three guys that were inducted into the Hall of Fame yesterday, Billy Wagner. Goes in. Let's talk about that more next.